Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News bit from Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet. Former Chiefs and Falcons defensive end Tyson Jackson is working out for the Redskins today, a source said. Some potential front seven help. So he, at one point, I believe, Jeeps, was a top five pick for the Chefs.
Went to LSU and came out of LSU as a revered prospect in the draft. He went third overall. That was in 2009, so, I mean, long enough ago at 31 years old, it really doesn't matter that much. But sign him up!
Pick him up!
Bring him on board!
Mock, yeah.
Why not? That's what I would say. They signed Arthur Jones. He was making a couple plays, running around, playing hard. He got hurt. Next man up, why not?
Here's how I do the evaluation process at this point. Are you currently alive? Then the guy says yes, and I check it on my little box. Do you have a pulse? Yes, check it on the box. How much do you weigh? If it's north of 275 pounds, I say, okay. And do you know which way the helmet goes? Yep, okay. Do you know how to put on football pads? Yep, okay, perfect. Go stand right there in front of the center, and when he takes the ball back and hands it to the quarterback, push that guy. Terrific, you're welcome to the team. I mean, that's my threshold at this stage for how many healthy bodies they have.
If you can play on the defensive line and you've ever been regarded as anything more than a practice squad player,
pick them up.
I'm on board with you being a part of my roster at this point. 800-636-1067 is the number. We want your grade for the offense. I went B-. Danny went C. Matt is in Stafford.
Matty.
What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Hope your guys are doing very well as well. Washington's midway offensive grade, I give them a C+. The receivers generally are underwhelming when you think about, and I include Reed in this, when you think about the potential that Jordan Reed and Crowder and Pryor going into the season, you're thinking who's all going to have over 100 catches, and you're not seeing much from that. And then the running game is underwhelming as well. But as Sean McVay said on these very airways, when you have Kirk, you always have a chance to win. And Cousins brings the grade to a C by himself. And then you think about the way that CT's been playing. He's probably going to make a Pro Bowl. That brings it to a C+.
Yeah, where would they be without Chris Thompson? It's a great point, Maddie. Appreciate the phone call.
Can you imagine?
If you're going to go by phases on offense or kind of rip it into like cafeteria tables where everyone sits down with their groups positionally, the running game is an F. There's just no way around that.
They're
at this
23rd
point.
In the league, and that's buoyed by some great Cousins scrambles. He's third on the team in rushing yards, or fourth on the team, rather. He's well over 100.
He's got 125 yards. He's averaging about five per.
And then, you know, obviously, Chris Thompson on certain downs, but your two main running backs, your bell cows, your early downs, let's line up and run it. 3.2 and 3.1 yards per carry. Just disastrous.
Yeah, Kelly and P. Ryan, who you're alluding to there, have rushed for six touchdowns, half of them from Thompson, who's their third down back. Mostly out of the gun. One of those was that crazy long run against the Rams. And then with Kirk Cousins is one added in, you get half of the six. Two of them the last 2 weeks from a yard away from Rob Kelly, who's got the other three. Their wide receivers, you have to give, I would say, an F. Maybe a D, because Doxson made the diving catch to help beat Seattle. He made the big catch against Oakland. Pryor caught a 44-yard touchdown where he pushed off against the Chiefs. Maybe you give them a D if you really want. I mean, Crowder had a 100-yard game. He's a wide receiver. Brian Quick made a big catch this past week. But you can't give them better than a D.
So I was trying to do an informal or try to formalize this kind of a study to look at receptions and yards by group. I couldn't find a good way to kind of categorize that. Someone smarter than me could. But
like percentage of a team's offensive pie to the offense?
Or to say basically, wide receiver groups are good and bad. And so, you know, teams like Pittsburgh, who've got one bell cow in Antonio Brown, they look good. Teams like Miami with a bunch of guys getting dump-offs, you know, DeVarce Parker and Jarvis Landry, et cetera, Detroit. And as you kind of go down the list, I think it's maybe a little bit extreme, but the conversation goes like this. The Redskins receivers are among the least productive in the NFL. They may be last. They may be 30th. They may be 27th. Whatever the case is. Remember, we had a conversation before the season. Hey, will this group be able to replace Garcon and DeSean Jackson? It's now not even that. The conversation is now, can this group be okay?
Can they be good enough to give you a chance to win? That is now the question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back, and all of those segments and all of those minutes and all of the time you and I spent debating offensively, can this group be as good as last year's on the outside? I want that time back. I don't know what I'll do with it. I'm tired. Maybe I'll just take a nap for 3 or 4 hours. Maybe I'll go see Titanic 1.5 times. Maybe I'll just use that time to eat as much as I'd like. All the ice cream and popcorn and buffalo wings that I want. I don't know. But I want all that time back because we spent plenty of it, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of it. How about the tight end position? Jordan Reed has been down. He's only averaging about 7.5 yards per catch, by the way, Jordan Reed.
You could tell he ain't right.
He's just not himself. There's no denying that. Jeremy Sprinkle has not factored into the receiving chart at all in terms of catches. Niles Paul made a couple of nice grabs but got hurt. Vernon Davis has been a godsend. He went into this past week leading the NFL in receiving yards per catch. He has been the big play threat on this offense. Finally now surpassed by Doxson based on the fact he's only caught 11 balls and a couple of them have been deep shots for yards per catch on the team. But Vern, in almost 30 catches, is averaging nearly 17 per reception. So he buoys this thing. He makes it all okay. I guess you'd give the tight ends a B, but they can't block in the running game.
They can't
help you in pass protection that much. And if it's not Vernon Davis, nobody's really making any big plays. Reed did have a 2-touchdown game that gives them a chance to maybe be, you know, a C grade or something like that.
So among receiving tight ends, remember receiving groups of tight ends, this is one of the top 5 units in the league. I mean, number one right now, Travis Kelce is 5th in the league himself in yardage. He's got 5 touchdowns. He's been incredible. Rob Gronkowski, same kind of deal, has missed a couple games, over 500 yards himself. Combined, the Redskins tight ends, you know, around 600 yards with multiple touchdowns, as you kind of alluded to. You're in the ballpark now with Philadelphia, who's got somebody that's elite. Jared Cook has been really good. So individually, that position group in terms of receptions has been the Redskins' kind of saving grace, them and Chris Thompson.
Offensive line. O-line is the hardest one to grade, I think, because you've got to grade them on the work they're turning in, obviously.
Sure.
But they don't have computers at home to do their homework and look up the research.
There's no TI-83 calculators in that pocket.
It's a math equation, and they don't have the protractor that is needed in this geometry question. I'm going to give the offensive line a C minus, I guess, because I think when their offensive line was intact, they protected Kirk Cousins pretty well. They gave him time to survey the field. The problem is they don't open up many holes in the running game. They had the first half against the Rams where they just dominated a pretty good front. Other than that, though, it's mostly been what we saw the last couple weeks when those guys weren't on the field.
I feel like there's always somebody in the backfield, and guys are, you know, are doing the dodgeball bit where they're ducking, diving, dipping, and dodging. That's really tough to grade that group. Again, I'll apply my same philosophy where I'll go, I understand why it's happened these last couple weeks. So 25% of your sample size that you turned in, I know you're hamstrung. I know, as I said, there's no power at your house, there's no running water, there's no food, you're doing your homework by candlelight. I understand all that. Still, I got to grade the work that's in front of me. So I guess it's a C, because I'm with you. Pass pro, I think the first 6 weeks, excellent. Part of that is Cousins. Part of that is everyone being on the same page, communication they're in, getting the ball out, et cetera. Last couple weeks, they're, you know, giving up a multitude of sacks, miscommunications, et cetera. And then run blocking has never been there. So I guess overall, C for me.
Kirk Cousins, the quarterback spot. Cousins is rating best of his career 102. He's only thrown 4 picks to go with 13 touchdowns. Pretty strong ratio. On pace for over 4,200 passing yards. Sacked more than he has been in the past behind an offensive line where that's going to happen. 8 yards per completion, up from 2 seasons ago, right about where he was last year. I got to give Cousins a B. I mean, I think he could have played a little bit better in a couple games, so I'm not going to give him an A.
Right.
I think he could have played a lot better in that first game against the Eagles, and probably twice this year you could say I need more out of him substantially. But overall, he's been well above average as a quarterback. So to me, I don't know how you wouldn't give him at least a B grade.
Again, looking at the rest of the league, that's what you come up with. Because guys that we consider the usual A grades, they ain't A's this
year.
He's
doing it with no running game.
Yeah.
He's doing it with no wide receivers on the outside helping him. And this past week, it was him and some misfits taking on Seattle's defense.
So the work he's turned in is B work, I would say. But if you're doing it on the curve, as you mentioned, the context, you go, holy crap, look at what they don't have. And again, compare it to the rest of the league. Look at what has happened to Matt Ryan. Roethlisberger has struggled. Just look around and see some of the guys that were used to being excellent, no longer the gold standard.
Those are our offensive midterm grades. Defense next hour at 10:45 in about 15 minutes. Our NFL power rankings. How do our top fives look? We'll compare them against one another's. But next, tragedy in Major League Baseball. One of my favorite pitchers of my lifetime died yesterday at 40 years old in a plane crash. We'll give you the details on a very sad day around the major leagues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.